It's a beautiful morning. Misty. Quite cold. Yet there's a number of incentives that are sending me out on a walk. Walking in a misty morning is one of them. The very small clip-style computer called the Fitbit, which is on my belt and constantly reminds me when I'm sitting still for too long, and I know I've got a lot of work to do today, so I will be switched off, sat down in my shed office, my shoffice. And thirdly, I want to see if the coffee machine is fixed in the distant petrol station, which is out of my village and closer to civilization, which is a kind of a good walk on a loop that I do. Currently walking through a very old palace, it's called. Some bishop used to live here from 1186 or something, and there's beehives and sheep and crows. Not far at all though from the A1, which is hissing in the background like the sea. I like to think whenever it is I'm living near a main road. It's been a really, really good weekend, and I've got a week ahead of me, which I'm looking forward to in one way, but trying to block out of my mind because there's so much going on. I'm talking at the Frontline Club this week, or at least I'm on a panel with a few others talking around protest apps, or apps used by protesters. I'm back at Hearst Magazines, but this time doing a kind of short 1 hour lunchtime talk to some of the execs, and I've got other stuff happening which I tend to block out of my mind until the day before, which sometimes can be a little bit of the wrong thing to do. But I can't be thinking about the whole week on a Monday morning. I know I've got presentations to build, a mobile media making course to adjust and hone, video for the web course to revamp and bring up date, a Twitter course, which, thanks to Twitter changing their bloody interface every 5 minutes, seems to have all of its images changed every 5 minutes. And a few pages deleted because of the fact they've hidden visible lists. This crow is as unhappy about it as me, by the sound of things. I think it's just protecting their nests. It's not a crow, is it? It's a raven or a rook. Can't see as I'm walking underneath and see these large shadowy silhouettes which are likely to crap on me if I don't keep walking. But what a glorious morning with everything kind of hanging in mist, and there's turrets and steeples around me at the moment, and of course very audible wildlife. Heading back onto the road now, get more of a pace and get some steps in before I'm sat down for most of the day. I hope you've got an interesting and exciting week ahead of you. Truth be told, I've actually completely forgot about what it was I wanted to talk about on this, and just got carried away with my surroundings. Enjoy your surroundings wherever you are.